the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement, but we're not living back in the day. And the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bambara.
Hey everyone, welcome on into the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. Want to remind everyone, head to the website pcbfinancial.com and you can find there a ton of resources as well as all kinds of things that we talk about on the program each week. When it comes to your very important retirement, your pre-retirement years, Peter, and I love breaking down some of these topics with you as we do every single week for our listeners. Settle in, everybody.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Don't forget to call in. Make sure you guys call in. Keep this number on hand, 800-880-8079. We might hand out some goodies for the show, some free stuff, maybe even a copy of my most recent book. So make sure you guys sit down, relax, tune in for the rest of the show. We have a lot to bring to you. But let's get rocking and rolling.
Let's do it. Who doesn't love free stuff? You can even text a book to 1-800-880-8079 for a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. Yes, even in this one. And we are going to start things off today, Peter, with something very important. November is Long-Term Care Awareness Month. That's not something that's necessarily fun for people to think about or plan about, but my gosh, some of the statistics are sobering, and this is one of the things you help your clients with, the entire picture for your retirement and how much money you really need. And here's why. 78% of adults right now who are getting long-term care at home rely solely on family and friends for assistance. And I think one of the reasons is pretty simple, Peter. It is so expensive if you get caught without coverage or with a medical need that you cannot afford in retirement.
100%. I mean, and this is so important that you have to be asking very good questions, okay? And the average, I know the average person don't really know what to ask, but these are very, very important to understand, especially when you get closer and closer to retirement, because you have to understand that there are roadblocks, there are stages. And if you're asking the right questions, you're going to feel very good as you transition into this stage when it comes to retirement.
So, and it's important, I think, Peter, for our listeners to understand that this affects many, many more people than just our listener who's thinking about retiring. So think about your family. This is why it's important that we talk about these things and making sure you're protected in retirement. More than 90% of caregivers in a family had to alter their work schedule permanently due to caring for a loved one. We know around 40%, almost half of caregivers, have either had to switch from working full-time to part-time, or like in the case of my aunt who had to quit her job completely to care for my grandmother, it involves other members of the family when there is a medical emergency or need for which you are unprepared. It can be very disruptive. And I remember in the case of our family, Peter, my aunt had one of those jobs where it made the most sense for her out of all five adult siblings to be the one to care for my grandmother. Everyone agreed about that geographically, financially, all of those things. But you are talking, if you aren't prepared for something like long-term care, really disrupting one of your loved one's lives to quit their job to come care for you. And none of us would want that. I certainly wouldn't want that.
No, definitely not. But also keep in mind, you're also putting stress on someone else's shoulders.
Absolutely.
Right? And I'm sure they will love to help. You know, I mean, if family members will love to help. But again, at the same time, you're putting stress on someone else's shoulders. So there are things that you can do to prepare yourself by understanding what kind of plan you have in place. It just comes down to understanding what kind of plan you have in place. Your plan might not make sense to the plan that your next door neighbor has, or your best friend has, or your brother and your sister and so on and so forth. So everybody's unique in their own way. So you have to understand what makes sense for you, what are you comfortable with? And especially if you're trying to figure out possible long-term care, you need to understand what it comes with, because it can be very, very, very expensive, especially if you do not understand the cost involved. Because it could really chew into your assets.
Yeah, and I think when people sit down with you and they're like, okay, I want to talk about my retirement, you know, the first thing, and rightfully so, let's talk about your assets, let's talk about your debts, let's talk about your investments. But I wonder for many people, at least my age and maybe a little younger, if the long-term care issue as well as just healthcare issue is a lot further down the list than it should be. And we know in retirement, statistically, the average American spends, what is it, some $300,000 in retirement just on raw healthcare costs. So that's prescription medications, doctor's visits, you know, God forbid if you, let's say you get in a car accident, you got to go to the hospital to get your, you know, knee sewn up or something. All of that is just the cost of healthcare. That $300,000, Peter, we know does not include the cost for something like long-term care. Let's talk a little bit about long-term care insurance. Does that make sense for everyone? Is it expensive? We know that a huge percentage of Americans will need some form of long-term care, but less than 3% of the United States population has long-term care insurance. That stuns me. Less than 3% of Americans have some type of long-term care insurance.
And you know what? It also comes down to the workplace. Right.
So right.
If people are saving for retirement and they're also trying to figure out, okay, what else can they do? It comes down to the workplace, right? I mean, you have these savings vehicles, you have these retirement plans, these retirement accounts, and what else are they educating you on as you approach retirement? Because there are other things that you have to do or should be doing and you have to be aware of. Because when it comes to long-term care, you should be getting a long-term care a little bit before you, you know, think
need
about
it.
Retirement or need it, right? The younger you are, the better it is, because obviously it has to do with health, you know, and your premiums could be much better if you're younger. So, I mean, these things are really, really important. So asking questions is one, but also two, if you're not hearing this at work, maybe you should start to talk to a financial advisor.
So listen to this. The services are getting pricier. That's no shock when it comes to all healthcare, but certainly long-term care. And there's an article, they were talking about this in CNN Business, that if you're wondering about cost, I just want to give you an example here. The typical annual premium for a 65-year-old for long-term care insurance, the typical annual premium for a 65-year-old costs between $1,700 and $7,000. Again, that is per year. By comparison, the median income for older adults, the last time they looked at this a couple years ago, was basically barely over $27,000. So it is costly. But I think, Peter, for most people, you would say it's not as costly as getting caught without that safety net if you have to go into some type of facility that helps provide, you know, long-term care, whether that's for short-term or showering. And it lists like all of the things that you could need help with, speech therapy, all kinds of things like that. But $1,700 to $7,000 a year, do you think that's out of reach for many of your clients?
I mean, that's an eye-opener, right? It's an eye-opener. I remember my grandfather was in an assisted living.
Yeah.
And every month my dad had a breakdown. He had a breakdown of a bill.
Yeah.
And obviously the bill had to be paid. So the Social Security was being used for that. My grandfather's pension was being used to pay the bill. And then there was obviously additional funds needed left over. So my dad had to go into his checkbook and make sure those bills were being paid. But every month it was different, because he might need more therapy, or he can't go downstairs to have lunch or breakfast, they have to bring it to him, or he needs more medication, more care. All these things are pretty much different every month, so the prices fluctuate every month. So you don't really know. But the one thing I do know is if it's expensive today, don't forget, in 5 years, 10 plus years inflation, it's going to be creeping up much, much, much higher.
Yeah, and I feel like it's something we all need to get a handle on. There was a report this year that stated 80% of households with older adults are in such a financially precarious position, they would, quote, be unable to absorb a financial shock such as long-term services and supports. 80%. And we know statistically lower-income households are very exposed when it comes to this type of thing. So when clients come to you right out of the gate, Peter, and they say, help me sort out, you know, I may be in my 50s, maybe in my early 60s, help me sort out the position we need to be in to avoid some of these pitfalls. Walk me through the process. What is one of the first things you do with your clients?
When it comes to, long-term care awareness?
Let's start with just the entire enchilada. When someone comes to you and says, I'm 55 years old, what do I need? How can you help me?
So that's a good question. So believe it or not, it's a much longer answer. but the average person basically is wondering either or, right? So either, Peter, can I retire? Peter, do I have enough to retire? What else do I have to put in place when it comes to retirement? Do I need a will? Do I need a trust? Will my assets last? You know, all of these things are kind of the top concerns in regards to what we hear. There's other concerns such as, can I save money on taxes, right? Yeah. And we're not accountants. Well, we could understand the basics of it, but we want to communicate with your accountant, or we'll also provide one for you. But all these things are somewhat concerns. Then we get deeper. You know, we get deeper in regards to, okay, when do you actually think you want to retire? And then we have to do an analysis based upon your overall plan. You know, we can stress test what you have in place. We can analyze what you have in place. We give some thought in regards to what could probably need a little bit more of a checkup on, what needs more attention. And then from there, it's just ongoing monitoring. Now, that might sound pretty simple. There's a lot more to it, of course. But the average person I sit with, for the first time, is probably like around an hour, sometimes an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And then from there, we have multiple meetings going forward to make sure we're really crossing the T's and dotting the I's. So there's a lot of detail in that. Believe it or not, there's some of this information is also in my book. So I highly recommend you give us a call. If you do want a free copy of it, it's complimentary. We can mail you out a free copy if you're interested in that. But this has to do with folks who are in retirement or those who are thinking about getting to retirement and see if it makes sense. And we go from there.
1-800-880-8079. It is so important. And when we get back, we're actually going to talk about some of the comprehensive strategies, Peter, that you have in place to help people. Also, there's some good news when it comes to retirement systems in the world, and some bad news when it comes to where the United States fits in that conversation. And we're going to go over that straight ahead. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with Peter Bambara. Stick with us.
Just as the seasons come and go, so too do the markets ebb and flow. If market volatility is making you nervous, give Peter a call and make sure you're not taking on more risk than you're comfortable with. Call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter. Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments? The stock market has had a great run the last few years. But is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to have your retirement plan inspected. Call Peter Bambara at BCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079. Peter will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079, and have your retirement plan inspected at no cost to you. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Modern Money Show with the president of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. Want to remind everyone the phone number. Please use this. Call us. You can text us at this number. You can actually text book to 1-800-880-8079, and Peter will ship you out a complimentary copy of his book, Modern Money, retirement in any economy. Yes, even in this one. 1-800-880-8079. And so one of the things we want to talk about this hour, Peter, is the annual retirement rankings are out. And just like within different clients of yours, different friends that you can think of, family members, like all of those things, when it comes to retirement, some people are going to be better than others with how they're doing, right? Which is why they need you in their corner. It's no different when it comes to retirement systems. They have actually graded retirement systems around the world. And there's some good news in this study, and there's some not so good news in this study. So the 15th annual Mercer CFA Institute Global Pension Index, that's a mouthful, says that the U.S. retirement system gets a C+, ranking 22nd out of 47 countries that they looked at. And what's interesting here is that with our passing mediocre grade of C+, factors that kept the United States from getting a better grade really revolve around all of the things that you talk with your clients with every single day, Peter. It's Social Security, savings in plans like 401ks, as well as individual retirement accounts. We're not doing a good enough job either helping people save more or setting up systems that would allow people to more easily save more. And so let's talk about this and what it means for our listener today. We need to do better. And Peter, you can help clients do this. We know that about half of workers in the United States, by the way, that's around 57 million people, don't even have access to an employer-provided savings plan. You know, those are going to be hourly workers, Peter.
Sure.
You know, my father was an independent contractor his entire life. He had to put money away on his own. He didn't have an umbrella employer to match what he was saving. And I think a lot of people are in that boat, unfortunately.
Yeah, a lot of people are definitely in that boat, and these pension systems are slowly disappearing.
Yeah.
Right? Slowly disappearing. I was actually talking to somebody not too long ago, and they were able to retire within 25 years and had a phenomenal pension. And the new people who are coming into this industry or sector, unfortunately, will get zero pension, and will just have an option to contribute to their 401. And I believe there was a 1 or 2% match, if that makes sense, which is not high at all.
Yeah.
And this is where it becomes, I guess, interesting, because you really have to be disciplined to make sure you're saving for retirement.
Right.
And trying to figure out what else you can do outside of work, because the average person don't really know what else they can do outside of work, or I don't even know if they think they can, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And this is why you should be talking to a professional. And this is something that's going to probably cause an issue down the road in trying to retire when you're trying to figure out your income plan, if that makes sense.
And you can help people figure that out, Peter. If you are listening right now and you think, oh my gosh, even if you're in your 30s, or we love it if you're in your 20s and you're listening, and you are in one of those industries that just doesn't have the pension anymore, which is the majority of us out there, I think, or you work for yourself, or you are an hourly worker, there are other creative ways that you can help people get a handle on their savings so that when it counts and when you need it, you're not caught without when it comes time to retire, Peter.
Yes, 100%. And now a lot of folks today are relying on two incomes, right?
Yeah.
Which is also good. But some people are now, when they're first going to marry, let's say, they might be focusing too heavily on their retirement plans. And what I mean by that is, think about it. When you're first getting married, you're going to need liquidity for, let's say you want to buy a house.
Yeah.
You can have maybe children. You want to start saving for college and so on and so forth. So you have to really give yourself a balance, okay? A balance, and making sure you are not building up bad debt.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing where people might miss and not understand how to manage. And if you're building up way too much debt, all it's going to do is now help you fall back, not really help you, but push you back where you just wanted to start to think about saving for retirement. So all of these things are roadblocks, if that makes sense. But if you have someone in your corner that can help guide you to and through it, and making sure you are crossing the T's and dotting the I's, I think it could be beneficial, even if it's part time, or even if it's once a year or once every 2-3 years for those who are just starting out.
We've also talked with our adult children, Peter, as they get ready to go off into the world, and they do have some student loans. And my son's longtime girlfriend is heading into her final year of law school, so there are going to be loans associated with that. We have talked with them about the importance of, even though when you're starting out, you don't have a lot of assets, you don't have a lot of resources, even putting away $50 or $100 a month or whatever you can handle for an emergency fund. So that if you remember when you were young, Peter, and a light comes on in your car and something needs to be repaired, or you know, your refrigerator breaks down, those can be devastating expenses when you are young and you have a big purchase that you are not prepared for. And having an emergency fund set aside, which I know you help talk to your clients about, can also avoid what we're seeing with an increasing number of workers who are withdrawing or tapping into that retirement savings account for all kinds of issues that pop up that bite them in the rear end.
100%. I mean, and these savings accounts for early retirement, if you're touching it, if you're touching it, that can also hurt you, right? Here's a good example. Some folks, as they get older, they start to sometimes outgrow their home, and they might not have enough liquidity or enough assets to put down for another home.
Yeah.
So what some folks tend to do is, I guess, borrow against their retirement savings accounts.
Yep.
And depending upon how you do it or where you're doing it or what the rate's going to be, sometimes it actually doesn't make any sense to do that because, yeah, you could pay it back. But don't forget, there could be penalties involved. There could be loan rates that are very high.
Yeah.
There could be taxes involved. I mean, you have to be really, really smart in regards to making these choices in your best, you know, in your best interest, of course. And just make sure you're not just sitting down with an advisor. You also should be sitting down with an accountant in the event things like that happen. But if you think about you're really going to borrow against a retirement savings account, just try to figure out how long it will take to pay it back. Could it set you back X amount of months, weeks, or years?
Right. Because you're not growing it when you're borrowing. You're not growing it when you're borrowing against it.
Correct. Yeah, correct. Which could be damaging. But again, depending upon the duration is one factor. Depending upon how much is another. How much it will cost you is another. There's a couple of different things to look at. But that should be the last resort. That should always be the last resort in borrowing against your retirement for some kind of expense.
So we know the United States came in just basically mediocre globally when it comes to retirement and how we are preparing. So you might be curious who came in on top. The Netherlands, Iceland, and Denmark all have the highest ranking. And this is interesting. All Netherlands workers have both a private and public pension account. The public pension apparently delivers a flat rate to all retirees, depending on how long they've lived and worked over there. Workers can then also, on top of that, save with their own investments earmarked for retirement income. Now, that sounds great, and I'm sure over there it absolutely is. I wonder if it would bankrupt our system here to do something similar. And my guess is it would be difficult to do that here, Peter, or we would have already tried something. And I'm not saying there aren't other options out there. But it would be costly to replicate that here.
Oh, yeah. No, 100% it'll be costly. And you know what? I feel like they'll be making changes as time goes on, which is good because there's a number of systems out there that we have at our disposal that are kind of broken. And as you see, there's going to be a lot of retirement changes over the next couple of years for sure, especially like, for example, we have the Secure Act 2.0.
Yep.
They're making changes on that. They're going to keep on tweaking Secure Act 2.0. We'll probably have another one, 2.5 or 3.0 or 4.0 or 5.0. Who knows? But they're going to keep on tweaking things as time goes on. And to be honest with you, it really comes down to the revenue that the government really needs because we have a very, very, very high debt problem. So we definitely foresee changes happening for sure across all areas of retirement. Social Security taxes, you name it. And especially if you're trying to figure out kind of any kind of tax planning, I 100% highly, highly advise you try to start figuring something out as soon as possible because we can only expect one thing and we think that taxes will be going up in the near future.
You know, it's interesting you brought that up because we know that the Social Security system, as we are currently using it, cannot last forever. That the robbing Peter to pay Paul system is at some point, I'm not going to say it's going to run out, but there are going to be changes with Social Security. And so how do you see that fitting into a client's overall retirement strategy? And I think by 2035, it's estimated it's going to pay some, what is it, 75 or 77 cents on the dollar. It's not going to be bankrupt, yeah. But they are going to have to make changes to avoid bankrupting that system. You know, I think I read the other day, Peter, when they first started Social Security, the average life expectancy was, what, 15, 20 years lower than what it is now. We are all living longer, and that's a good thing. But the system wasn't set up to help older Americans living into their 80s or 90s or beyond.
100%. And of course, we don't truly know what they have in store for us. Of course, these numbers can change. But when it comes to plan of purposes, we just need to make sure for the current generation that they understand these changes are coming up. For the younger generation, they should not be thinking about relying on the Social Security system.
Yeah. Even though we're paying into it. And I think, you know, it would be political suicide, let's be honest, for that system to go away. But I think it's also dicey to make changes to the system. I don't know that there's any way around that. And so if you are thinking you are just going to rely on that three-legged stool that we always talk about, the pension leg is gone from that stool for most of us, then Social Security and what you have saved, ask yourself, is that enough? Am I going to be successful in retirement with the investments that I have? And if you have any questions whatsoever about that, now is the time to give Peter a call. 1-800-880-8079 or pcbfinancial.com. And you'll get him squared away, Peter. 1-800-880-8079. Call now. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. We're back with more after this.
Excited for retirement? All that daydreaming can be time-consuming enough as it is, so why not get a little help with your retirement planning? Give Peter a call at 1-800-880-8079 to see where you stand in retirement.
It's nice when you can get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go to one place for information about tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why PCB Financial Advisory Group was started. Peter Bambara wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement. PCB Financial Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. To set up a meeting with Peter Bambara and his team to talk about your retirement plan, all of it, call 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group. One stop for a wealth of retirement solutions. 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
What does your dream retirement look like? While you're busy thinking about that, why not let Peter help you figure out how to make that happen? Simply call 1-800-880-8079 to get started.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on back to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. It is always great to have you along. Want to remind everybody the website, again, pcbfinancial.com, but more importantly, the phone number, which is 1-800-880-8079. You can text BOOK into the body of that text, and we will ship you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. And Peter, we've been talking a lot about the importance of the entire family understanding a written financial plan. We know that nearly 70% of all Americans don't have a written financial plan. That scares me. And we also know that it's important for men and women, husbands and wives, to be on the same page when it comes to accounts. Where is the money? Why do we have the money where we have it? And I know you guys do such a good job of keeping everyone on the same page. But let's talk a little bit this segment about life insurance. Speaking of married adults who are listening, what is it for? Who is it for? What age is it appropriate to have life insurance to cover your family. And I want to tell you, Peter, in 2020, the last time they looked at this, more than half of all Americans were covered by some type of life insurance. So it's clear that a good number of people listening see that as a useful tool, right, to help protect their families and their loved ones.
Sure.
The question I really want to address today for our listeners is not really do we need life insurance, but rather do we need it for retirement? And how do you help your clients navigate that?
So it's a lot of, you know what it is? There's a lot of pros and cons in this area.
Right.
Right. So one of the main goals when it comes to reaching to retirement, you want to make sure that there is either little or no debt, right?
Yeah.
And one of the main reasons is why you would have life insurance is, of course, you will protect the people around you, your loved ones, your family. In the event that if you do have high debt and someone does pass away or main breadwinner passes away, now you have this nice life insurance policy and you have income coming in, right?
Yep.
So when it comes to life insurance in retirement, this could be a number of different reasons because I have folks coming to me and saying, Peter, mine's going to expire in 5 years, or mine's going to expire when I'm 70, or mine's going to be paid up and I don't have to pay a premium anymore.
Right.
Mine's permanent, right? So there's a lot of different versions of them. There's a lot of different reasons why someone would have them. One of the basic reasons when you hit retirement, the question really is geared towards is a permanent or a not, right? So
right.
Usually when it's not permanent life insurance and it's term, we like to say that's temporary, those premiums will really, really go high after that term period has expired. So do you keep it? Why would you want to keep it? Is it affordable? Sometimes people want to convert them into a permanent if they feel they want to keep it. Some families like to be comfortable to have some kind of funeral expense policy,
sure,
smaller policy just to cover some basic expenses for funerals. We could get really advanced when it comes to your estate and estate planning. That's another reason why people would use life insurance. Another way of using it is it could potentially become tax-free income when it comes to retirement, depending upon what kind of policy you have. Inherited in an IRA. If it's a very large IRA for a spouse, you can have a survivor benefit for a spouse. And when she does receive a life insurance policy, that will help her not pay as much in taxes,
right,
or lose a good majority of that IRA over time.
Do you know, Peter, sorry to interrupt, do you know our life insurance proceeds taxed? Like, let's say you have a $100,000 policy. Let's make it round. $100,000 policy. Do you know when someone passes and that is given to a spouse, is that taxed?
So that's tax-free. The death benefit on a life insurance policy.
Yeah.
It's tax-free, which is nice, you know, and it could be used in a number of different ways. Now, you might not get it right away, so you want to have some kind of cash to the side, especially for funeral expenses. It doesn't really happen that quick. Now, I've heard some cases where it's pretty fast, but again, every company's different. Their processing time is different. They could be backed up, you know, which is also another different scenario.
Yeah.
But yes, it's tax-free, which is a nice benefit. And there could be an additional number of reasons, not just debt, in regards to why we'd use it for retirement.
So let's go back to debt really quick. So, ideally, obviously, everyone listening, you want to retire debt-free, but that's not – we're living in reality. Like, life happens, right? So a 2018 report showed 46% of homeowners age 65 and older still carried a mortgage. That's
wow.
That's not always bad, but
yeah.
Again, 46%, 65 and older still carried a mortgage. 32% of people age 70 and over were still making house payments in 2019. That's over 70. Now listen to this. This is a crazy number. Over the past 5 years, student loan debt held by, wait for it, senior citizens has increased 71.5%. I'm going to say that again. Over the past 5 years, student loan debt held by senior citizens has increased 71.5%. Now, we know this, Peter. Debt in your name is paid through your estate when you die, unless you have a cosigner, and then your cosigner, if that's your spouse, will be on the hook for that. And so if you're listening and you do have debt, not all debt is bad. I understand. You went to medical school. I get it. You know, sure. That is debt that is difficult for almost anyone to pay off. Looking into some type of life insurance coverage to cover that gap is probably a very good idea, especially we know the credit card debt rates are high. We know that the student loan debt is the next bubble that's probably going to burst, Peter. There's a lot of debt floating out there for those types of things. And if you want to leave your loved ones in good financial shape, I think it's something really, really to think about. And again, yes, it is tax free. It doesn't have to be expensive, by the way. If you're a woman, I know this for a fact. We just went through this and redid our life insurance. I think I pay like $60 a month for a $1 million policy or something like that. I'm almost 50 years old.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be expensive, you know, and there's a lot of different versions. There's a lot of different ways to, you know, tweak it to what you're comfortable with. But in the end of the day, you know, it's really about a goal, right? Goal planning. Why do you think you need life insurance? What is it for? What are you trying to protect? What are you trying to accomplish? And there's a lot of different reasons. And debt is one of the biggest ones. You don't want to leave, you know, an enormous amount of debt on one person's shoulders.
So with so much at stake, we always say this, if you don't talk to Peter, get a second opinion from someone. But I would urge you to call Peter because without a solid plan, you are running the risk of missing opportunities to maximize your savings, walking away from potentially tens of thousands of dollars in Social Security benefits over your lifetime, overpaying taxes in retirement, or leaving your family financially in a lurch, God forbid, if something happens to you. So, Peter, I want you to go through the process. You know, we're telling people go to pcbfinancial.com, call for an appointment, 800-880-8079. Even if you think, look, I've got life insurance, I feel like I'm okay. Even if, you know, I know there are people listening, Peter, who think I don't have small children anymore. I don't have kids in college anymore. Do I really need life insurance? There could be very legitimate reasons where that could be a tool to help you in retirement. And I want you to remind people this doesn't have to be complicated. Kind of walk them through the process when they make that first appointment with you.
Yeah, it should be very simple. And that's actually one of the reasons why so many people are hesitant to reach out to a professional because they feel it might be a scary situation or it might cost money. This is complimentary. It's a complimentary visit.
Yeah.
What's really interesting here is so many folks don't really know if they happen to have a permanent life insurance policy that one day they could actually stop paying into it.
Right?
They could actually what's called a pop date. Everybody has a pop date in their plan if it's permanent, and there's a possibility that you can actually stop paying. For me, I actually stopped paying years ago because I overfunded my plan.
Yeah.
But I still put money into it because I invest within the dividends of my policy. So I enjoy putting money into it because I'm increasing that cash value in my policy. And that's an option that I have now that I can either continue to pay it or I can leave it alone. And it's self-paying, self-policy.
Real quick, so Peter, let me interrupt you there because I think people are confused. They think I die, my life insurance pays out to my family. There are policies out there that you pay into that can supplement income because you can pull that money out. I used to have that policy. I don't have it anymore. And I remember, I think it was tuition that was due or something. And he reminded me years ago, hey, you got a bunch of cash value in this thing. If you really are in a lurch and you need something, we could pull money out of that.
Absolutely. Depending upon your policy and if it was constructed the right way, and everybody has a different plan, of course, we could do what's called an in-force review. And we're able to see exactly how your policy is set up. And we can see if it's designed for either future potential tax-free income.
Sure.
Or you can stop paying, which is really, really nice feature.
Sure.
The new versions today have so many benefits. And
right.
Keep on tweaking them. So this will probably be even really, really, really better or good for the younger generation if you set them up the right way.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a super advanced way versus a Roth IRA.
Yeah.
Super advanced way.
And when I had that policy, we actually need to circle back and go look at that because I remember it was very useful for a couple of things. And I don't remember the name of the product and I don't want to get it wrong. But it's sort of just another way to save money. It's sort of a forced savings account. And then God forbid if I died, I think it cashed out at $500,000 at the time. But if you're just plugging along and doing well, you under some circumstances could pull some cash out of that. You know, it's better to leave it alone. I know you would tell people that. It's better to let it sit. but that's another example of a product that maybe our listeners have never even heard of or never even thought about, where it's like, oh, that might not be a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, it's we know folks who have purchased real estate or made down payments, and they were concerned about going in areas which would cost a high tax issue. And they figured temporarily they would borrow it from the cash value, which would be a tax-free loan. And they used that for their specific needs. And then over time, they paid it back. And for them, for certain folks, depending upon what they're trying to accomplish, they have felt it was more tax efficient in their sense of how they were going to manage their money at that time. So there's a number of different ways to do it. There's a number of different reasons as to why. But if people do need large sums of cash, the question is, where do you get it from? Well, that's why you should be sitting down with a professional to understand what the best possible strategy would be, so you understand how to execute it a more efficient way.
And Peter will help you do it. There are so many options, everyone, for helping protect your retirement savings, protecting your loved ones in the future. You don't want to miss opportunities to maximize your savings. Peter will help you figure it out. You don't want to walk away from tens of thousands of dollars in Social Security benefits over your lifetime. Make that call now. It doesn't have to be complicated. I promise you that. 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079, or go to pcbfinancial.com. You will be so glad you did. pcbfinancial.com. You are listening to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. We'll be back with much more straight ahead.
We all love Uncle Sam, but let's face it, he's not really your uncle. To make sure you aren't paying more than your fair share in taxes, download Peter's free tax guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to have your retirement plan inspected. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079. Peter will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079, and have your retirement plan inspected at no cost to you. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Hey, everybody, time to dig deep into the mailbag for some of your questions, important questions that affect or can affect your retirement. And I don't care what age you are listening right now. We love it when you write in or call in with questions because Peter can help you sort through some of these things, whether you're listening in your 30s, you're in your 40s, you're in your 50s, or you are knocking at the door of retirement in your 60s. Call us at 1-800-880-8079. You can leave us a message there, ask us a question there. You can text book into the body of that text at 800-880-8079, and we will send you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money in Any Retirement. So here we go. You ready for question number one, Peter?
Let's do it.
Here's our first question. Peter, I have heard estimates that healthcare costs could run around $300,000 for retirement after taxes. Can you explain that number? I've worked really hard to save almost $600,000. Does that mean half of my savings will go to just healthcare? I don't see how anyone can afford to retire if healthcare costs that much.
Great question. So, healthcare costs is not going to happen just one time, right?
Right,
it's going to probably be over time.
Yes.
It's going to be over time, right? But yes, healthcare costs is scary. And believe it or not, 300 grand, I'm going to say 500,000. You know why? Because we have inflation, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to cost an enormous amount of money, depending upon how much you need or attention you have, depending upon if you're going to get any kind of service home or you're going into some kind of assisted living or long-term care stay. Yes, it could be very, very, very expensive. $10,000 a month, $15,000 a month, $20,000 a month. These are numbers that I hear and people tell me this all the time and they've been up against it. So it's so important to make sure you understand the proper income needs you have today as a plan, because you have to build a plan, right? This is not the hope plan.
Right.
You put in a plan in today to make sure you're comfortable today. Then you start making these adjustments going forward. But do we have more room for additional saving while you're receiving income for your investments for retirement? Depend upon your health, are we able to implement a modern version of long-term care, right? Are you able to get approved? How was your health today? Are you able to get approved for additional coverage? So there's a lot of things that there's questions that I have for sure. That's why we need you to call in and so I can better understand your certain situation. But it sounds like you're doing a lot of research in this area, which is good, okay, which is wise. But we all have to find out what's really going on in regards to your health today, so we can make those adjustments going forward.
Question number two, Peter, what are the rules for when I have to start taking money out of my 401k? That is a great question that comes with big problems if you don't know the rules.
Yeah. So if you do not know how to access those monies, do not do it. Do not do it. You need a professional in your corner. And this is what we do all the time. So first off, when it comes to taking money out, first off, you want to be able to roll it over, right? Because those kind of instruments, they're designed to get you to retirement. No one ever said they were designed to get you through it, because the investments inside them are very basic and they're designed to be basic. It's supposed to be simple. But when you're starting to create some kind of income plan, yes, it has to be now customized to your unique lifestyle. Okay, so you want to be able to roll it over, and when you roll it over the correct way, depending upon what kind of account you have, there shouldn't be any cost to it. There shouldn't be no tax problems here. But you want to do it correctly, roll it over correctly, and this is why you have to have a professional in your corner. That's number one. And number two, you want to be able to create a consistent income stream from those monies. And when the money comes out and you're receiving it for income, that is when it's taxable, okay? It's taxable income at that time. But when you take money out, you roll it over tax-free the correct way, but you need a financial professional in your corner so you do not do it incorrect.
Here's another tax question, Peter. Is my Social Security benefit going to be taxed? I can't figure out what to expect with that. Oh boy, is it.
Oh, no, it's without a doubt.
The simplest answer. Oh my gosh, but Peter, people are so confused about this, and rightly so. I mean, I think people think I paid into this my entire life. I am entitled to this money. That's why they call it an entitlement. But man, does Uncle Sam want its tax money on that money.
I mean, if you think about it, putting money in and now we're relying on the government, right, to invest it for us and for it to be there for when we retire. I mean, it would be nice if it was tax-free, you know, it would be nice. Now, in some cases, it is. In some cases, it is. But in most cases, it is not. And I'm going to give you one or two examples here.
Yeah.
Okay. So when it comes to Social Security, okay, and how much of that income on Social Security is actually taxable, well, it's actually fairly simple. So let's say you're married, filed jointly. And let's say your income is over $44,000 to between you and your spouse. And sometimes it usually is, you know? So if it's over $44,000, that then up to 85% of that money would be taxable, unfortunately. Okay. Now, if you are single and your income is over $34,000, so there's a difference between 44 and 34 now. If it's over $34,000, then up to 85% of that Social Security income would be taxable. So there are different ways to understand how these work. This is why I'm here. This is why we use a calculator system that gives us all the answers. We have to put all kinds of income sources in there. Any other income sources you receive is going to tax those benefits, without a doubt. So what do we have as one of the main income sources? Well, you're forced to take out required minimum distributions. That is going to attack the benefits that you receive on Social Security.
So it's interesting. I just got my Social Security statement and there's a big old fat number right there. If I wait until age 70, this is how much money I'm going to have. People have to understand that is before taxes. Yeah. I remember when I got that statement looking at my husband and I said, that's the gross. What's the net?
Yeah,
and
sure.
You need someone like Peter to help sort through all of that, put all sure, of sure. those monies that you have in all of your accounts together and figure out at the end of the month, what do I really have? What do I really have to spend at the end of every month? And how much of that do I need to have the retirement, the dream retirement that we've been talking about? Here's another question, Peter. I keep hearing there are some benefits to contributing to an HSA. Any thoughts on that? The health savings account. Should I be doing that?
Yeah. I mean, look, it's an extra source of savings, right? So if you have that, why not? It's an extra source of savings. I'm a big believer in making sure you can max out to the best you possibly can in regards to how much money can you actually save.
Yeah.
Right? How much money can you save? And all sources, especially if you're very close to retirement, you want to start doing catch-ups. I mean, it's even more savings in other areas, right? But yes, right. If it's an opportunity to save, do it. Catch-ups, do it. For those lucky few who happen to have a Roth IRA in a 401k, and they just implemented this, well, most companies are doing it now, try to do it. Try to put a little bit out of time, because when you retire, you might pull a lot more money in that area. So
right.
If it's an opportunity to save, 100% do it, because you're only going to thank yourself down the road.
All right. Here is another question. Peter, is long-term care insurance the way to go if I'm worried about coverage for that, or are there other options to consider?
Yeah, so long-term care is pretty good. The older versions of long-term care, unfortunately, don't really work well like today. So many folks come in and say, Peter, oh my goodness, this company's raising my premiums consistently, nonstop. What do I do? And then, unfortunately, in those cases, if it's so old, you want to keep it, right?
Right.
You put so money and time into it. It's unfortunate. But the newer versions today are so much better. They're so modernized. If you don't need it, if you don't use it, it's going to your beneficiaries. I mean, what's better than that? You're not throwing your money away, right? But is long-term care for everybody? Probably not. Some folks feel that they're self-insured. That's one. Another bulk of people could say, Peter, I'm trying to figure out how to preserve all of this. I want to leave a legacy, so I don't want to tap into it that much. Well, maybe you do need some long-term care then if you do have a situation. But so everyone's unique in their own way. So it's really about, okay, what is that goal for your picture? What do you want to do? You want to protect, preserve, and grow? Do you want to protect, preserve, and grow and leave a legacy? Right. Or do you have enough assets to dip into those asset classes, and you're single and you're by yourself and you want to be able to protect yourself and live comfortably? It's a different situation. So it's good and it's bad based upon your situation.
All right, I think we got time for a couple more. Peter, I've been hearing rumors at work about possible downsizing that's coming. I was planning on retiring in the next year or two anyway. Should I go ahead and retire before they let me go?
Oh, great question.
Yes.
Great question. I'm going to tell you, don't do anything yet until we sit.
Yeah, right.
Don't do anything yet. Don't be pulling no plugs yet. But keep that computer on, okay? Make sure you call me as soon as possible. Let's sit down. Let's review your options. Let's see what you have in place. Because, hey, look, maybe there's a certain kind of goal you're trying to hit and you're almost there. But then again, you don't know how much income you truly, truly need to bring in from that plan that you have, or what kind of return do you need to produce that kind of income, and so on and so forth. So it's so important that we first strategize. We first do a stress test. We create this ultimate plan, and this plan will hopefully tell you, okay, it's either a yes or a no, or we need another year or two of more savings to get you to that golden stage in regards to where you want to be.
Well,
so
if it's possible, Peter, if you don't pull the trigger and they let you go, there's some kind of payout or buyout or golden parachute for you if they do that.
Oh, yeah. They'll probably give you a nice package also. You know, so don't jump to it too fast. Take your time. Let's have a conversation first. And if you're able to stick it out for a little bit longer, you might have a very nice buyout. And it might give you a severance for a certain amount of months, which is phenomenal. So sit tight.
Okay, big question. And it's the final question, but it's a big one. I am 58 and divorced after 30 years of marriage. The divorce was in the last 2 years. My ex-husband is 64. He's already remarried. I stayed home to raise our children. And since that was my career, I want to know when I can start taking some of his Social Security benefits. And when I first heard that question, Peter, I used to always think you would be literally taking his Social Security money, but that's not how that works if you've been married, I think it's at least 10 years, correct?
Yeah, it's 10 years for sure. So it's 10 years. So a couple of different things here. Obviously, if that relationship is still strong and there's no issues, you could properly communicate with each other and call Social Security, your local office, go down there together and start answering the right questions. So yes, if you're married for 10 years or more, and also whoever's older, whoever's taking it first, date of birth, what year, there's a lot of variables here. But if it all works out, 10 years or more for sure, you could start taking half of that person's Social Security. But keep this in mind. This is very important. When I say half, let's say, for example, your spouse is receiving $2,000.
Right.
You're going to get half. That does not mean that $2,000 disappears to $1,000. It doesn't mean that. Your spouse will still get $2,000, but you're going to get half of that $2,000. So you'll get $1,000, and then your spouse still gets a $2,000. Your spouse is not going to lose any other money. It's just a strategy. It's a way you file. So in total, if the spouse gets $2,000 and you're able to get half, well, in total, you're going to receive $3,000. That's how it works.
Got it.
So don't think that your spouse is going to lose half.
Right.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work like that.
You know, a lot of our listeners are going, wait, what did he just say? Give Peter a call, 1-800-880-8079. He will help you figure it out. 1-800-880-8079, or always on the website, pcbfinancial.com. Peter, I always love our chats each week. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. I'll see you next week.
Make it a great week, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.
It's nice when you can get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go to one place for information about tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why PCB Financial Advisory Group was started. Peter Bambara wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement. PCB Financial Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. To set up a meeting with Peter Bambara and his team to talk about your retirement plan, all of it, call 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, one stop for a wealth of retirement solutions. 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.